I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking to Inez Fung, who's Professor of Atmospheric Science and Co-Director of the Berkeley Institute of the Environment at the University of California, Berkeley. And we're talking about global climate models. Inez, can you give us a little background on some of the many factors that go into global climate models?
Climate models are the mathematical representation of the equations of the conservation of momentum, the conservation of mass, conservation of energy, and conservation of water and other trace substances in the atmosphere. So we do that for the atmosphere, the ocean, and the land. And so to have the forcing terms for those equations, for example, for the momentum equation, then we need to know pressure gradient, which is one of the forces driving motion. Then to know pressure, we need to know the density. To know the density, we need to know temperature and humidity. And to know temperature, then we need to know how the sun's energy and the earth's energy and latent heat transfer and all the other ways of heat transfer is changing the temperature field. So the equations, the climate models are big, about 500,000 lines of code, but the ideas are fairly straightforward, that we are looking at the conservation equations and we're looking at the forcing terms for those equations and how we are changing people or natural forcing like volcanoes or changes in the sun's output or the Earth's orbit would change the forcing for those terms. Modern climate models are derived from weather forecast models, which were developed. The first successful one was done in 1950. But the blueprint was that for the weather models was laid down by Lewis Fry Richardson in 1922.
In the climate models, is it possible to tease out or separate human factors from the natural variability in climate?
Yes. The answer is obviously yes, and that is a problem of statistics. So you have natural variability, whether you call it, you know, day-to-day weather, week-to-week weather, and you have year-to-year changes like El Niños and other natural oscillations of the climate system. And so we call that natural variability. Let's call noise to start. Then what we do is you put in a forcing. And so what you do is you can use the mathematics, the climate models, and then statistical analysis, various experiments of the climate model to determine what is a significant signal in the climate change compared to the natural variability or, you know, your signal-to-noise ratio.
And in the climate model, there's a lot of feedback that goes on. So do you have to think of chaotic possibilities?
Oh, yes. You know, a lot of our thinking has grown not just from the successful model of the 1950s and the equations of motion, but also from Ed Lorenz's study of chaos. You know, he started the study to understand. He started to look at chaos because he was trying to understand if weather is predictable. So we used the chaos models, the simple models, to understand how to learn. We use the chaos models to learn to think about the large models. What is climate? What is the weather on top of the climate? How do you describe the changes in the statistics of the weather? And how do you think about the transition from one climate state to another climate state? And we do a lot of our thinking, if you will, using the mathematics embodied in the various hierarchy of Lorenz models.
Is there one thing you'd like people to know?
Well, it's a very rich field. Climate projection, understanding climate, is a very rich field in mathematics. Its roots are in mathematics, the projections are in mathematics, the attribution is mathematics, and now there's a lot of mathematics to pull in various kinds of data, satellite data, ground data, of all kinds, into the single model. So there's a lot of work in data simulation. It's a very rich field.
Well, Professor Fung, thank you very much. That's Inez Fung, who's Professor of Atmospheric Science at the University of California, Berkeley. Again, thanks.
Okay.